But now then, look at this scripture. Let's go to the chapter 2, 1 John 2, 5 and 6. But those who obey God's word really do love him. That is the way to know whether or not we live in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. Let's go from right there to 1 Peter 2:21. And I want to show you how Christ lived his life. 1 Peter 2:21, 22, 23, 24. 1 Peter 2:21 through 24. Look at this. Then we'll come back here. This suffering is all part of what God has called you to. Christ, who suffered for you, is your example. Follow in his steps. In fact, put that on there in the King James. I like that much better in the King James. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Now then, we're supposed to follow Jesus' steps, right? And then this one, I like it so well because it tells you what he did. Who did how much sin? If we're supposed to follow Jesus, right there it says he did no sin, so how much sin are we supposed to have?
None.
That's a pretty good command, isn't it? Our king, is that what our king said?
Yes.
We should have how much sin in our life?
None.
Now, would the king ask us to do something that's impossible for us to do?
No.
But is it going to take something to get there?
Oh,
yeah, you're going to really have to work on it, I guarantee you. It's tough, isn't it, girl? It's very tough. Yeah, I guarantee it's very tough. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. And his steps were, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. I've already come to realize that the only way I can have no guile in my mouth if I put two layers of 2-inch duct tape around my mouth. I mean, when some of these guys that you're dealing with and these contractors, it's pretty easy to lose it if you ain't careful, right? So, do we have a new goal to shoot for?
Amen.
How much sin are we supposed to have in our life, young lady?
None.
How much? None. Brother, how much sin? I mean, that's Jesus' words. That's not my teaching, is it? Jesus is the one who said that, right? That's right out of his book. I didn't put this book together. Jesus did. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Verse 23 and 24. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Wow. That's tough, isn't it, Kim? And I'm going to tell you that I bet you there's not any of you. I know I haven't. But I bet there's not any of y'all ever had a cat of nine tails hit across your back just one time. No, I never have either. And I don't want to have. But how many times did they hit Jesus? We don't know. The Romans beat him mercilessly. Now, if it had been the Jews, they could have only went to 39 licks. Because the Jews, they thought that after 39, they'd kill you. But the Romans were trying to kill him. They beat him with a cat of nine tails mercilessly. I mean, you know, just they tried to kill Jesus. And of course, when the scripture says in Isaiah 52, in the last couple of verses there in Isaiah 52, it said his body was unrecognizable as a human being. That's beat up pretty bad, isn't it? The closest thing I ever saw to that was the Passion. I mean, that's an awful, awful video. But I've watched it several times. I need to realize what the King did for me. You need to realize what he done for you. So you can change and start walking holy in his presence. Because if you want to see God do wonderful things, just think, if you will seek him and put him first and love him and worship him and love your neighbor as yourself, he said, you can come and ask me for... You can come and ask me for anything. But that thing's been on my hand for 40 years, Lord. He said, do you not think I can take that off? Yes, Lord, I believe you can take it off. Okay, let's pray over that thing. In the name of Jesus, we curse that thing, command it to leave in Jesus' name. Now, I guarantee it's going to go away because the Word of God says, if two of us on earth agree about anything, Matthew 18:19, it's done. Every time Jack would come back to church, I said, how's it? Oh, he said, it's still there. But he said, it's gone. It's still there, but it's gone. That sounds like he's crazy, doesn't it? But he was seeing something in the future. He was calling things that be not as though they were. And he believed that in his heart. And then one day he looked up there and the thing was gone. That's just like me. When I was a kid, the only miracle I ever saw in a Baptist church happened to me. In fact, I was working at the Chevrolet house. I was a mechanic working on cars. And I had warts all over my arms, my hands, all over. And I was always knocking them things off working on cars. You know, they'd bleed. One day a guy come in there, he said, Thurman, he said, you know Miss Ott Klein right up the street up here? She takes those things off. I said, what? Miss Ott Klein takes warts off? I said, I've been to the doctor and the doctors have burned them off. But I said, you know, they come right back. He said, well, go see her. So I went home and told Mom. I said, Mom, Miss Ott Klein, this is a guy told me today, Miss Ott Klein takes warts off. She said, Thurman, she's in my Sunday school class. I never heard nothing like that. So let's go see her. So we went up to Miss Ott Klein's house and we walked in and Mother said, a man told my son today that you take warts off. Well, she said, yes. I said, what do I need to do? She says, just go over there and write your full name down on a piece of paper. Thurman Lee Scribner. I said, that's all I got to do? She said, that's all you got to do. I'll take care of the rest, me and Jesus. So I didn't know what to do. I had about 40 of them. I had them all over my hands, my fingers. I had a couple of real big ones on my elbow. That's the ones I'd knock off all the time working on cars. They'd bleed like crazy. I said, what do I need to do? She said, nothing. They'll go away. Do you hear any faith in that woman's voice?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do nothing. They'll go away. I guarantee it. She knew her Jesus, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She knew her Jesus. About 3 or 4 weeks later, I'm sitting there eating breakfast with Mom one morning, and I look up and I said, Mom, there ain't no warts on my hands, no scars, no nothing, where I had them burned. Oh, Mom, they're all gone. She said, oh, my goodness gracious, let's run up to Ms. Ott Klein. Let me run by the store and get her a present. So see, that's what we think. We run by there, and Mom bought her a little present. We took it up, and she said, Ms. Klein, those warts you prayed over, whatever you did on my son, they all went away, every one. I said, wow. I said, this is awesome. I said, how did you do that? Oh, she said, it's quite simple. You just pray. I asked her, I said, how in the world did you do this? I said, I would love to be able to do this. Everybody wants to be able to see God do things, right? She said, Thurman, come in here. I'll tell you. This is the way you do it. Let not the warts on the hands and the arms of Thurman Lee Scrivener corrupt or corrode him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let not the warts on the hands and the arms of Thurman Lee Scrivener corrupt or corrode him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let not the warts on the arms and the hands of Thurman Lee Scrivener corrupt or corrode him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. She said, that's all I do. I pray that prayer 3 times. She said, I've done that many times, and they go away. Well, I mean, here I am, a little 18, 19-year-old boy. Now then, I remembered that prayer. I quoted that prayer 1,000 times to myself. But did I have enough faith to use it? No. No, not enough faith at all. Years later, I'm flying across the North Atlantic with a guy, and I look over, and he's got a bunch of warts on his hand. I said, would you like for those warts to come off? Well, first, I take it back. The first one I did was a boy over here at the Lakeland Baptist Church. That was the first time I used the prayer. Clifton Wayne Hurley, he came in, and he had a great big one right there on the top of his hand. I mean, that thing was big. I said, Cliff, what is that thing on your hand? He said, that's a wart. He said, I've put this stuff on it. I'm trying to get it to come off. I said, so you'd like for it to come off? He said, absolutely, I'd like for it to come off. But I said, I have not been able to get it to come off. I said, come over here, Cliff. And I felt all over it, rubbed on it. I cursed it in the name of Jesus. I said, now, Father, in Jesus' name, that thing's going to go away. I told Cliff, I said, it's going to go away, I guarantee. Now, I didn't pray for him right there. I didn't have the faith to pray for him in his presence. You know, we're dumb. Y'all know that? Any of y'all been dumb like me? So you know what I mean, right? I couldn't pray. So I went home. I said, I did tell him though. I said, Cliff, it will go away. It will go away. So I went home and got on my knees and trembling before God. And I quoted that prayer 3 times. Let not that wart on the hand of Clifton Wayne Hurley corrupt or corrode him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I quoted it 3 times. About 3 or 4 weeks later, my phone rang one afternoon. He said, Thurman, this is Cliff. I said, well, praise God, son. I said, how are you doing? He said, you know that wart you told me was on my hand is going to go away? I said, yeah. He said, it's gone. And guess what this man of faith said? You don't mean it. Is God a little merciful with us never when we first start? If he wasn't merciful with us to start, we would never get there, would we? We would never be there. I mean, I said, you don't mean it. Now, I didn't have much faith, did I, Jack? It wasn't exactly the way I did it. By the time you come back out here, I prayed for Jack, and I said, now, I guarantee you repented of all your sins. I'm laying hands on your back, and I'm guaranteeing that back, that pain's going to go away, and you're going to get healed. And then I said, okay, took my hand off. I said, how you feel? He said, it hurts just as bad as it did when I walked in. I said, okay, just go out that door toward your car and start praising and worshiping the King for my healing. And before he got to the car, Jack was completely healed. Isn't that amazing? God, he honors faith, doesn't he, Jack? Yes, just like he did with your hand. He honored faith, but Jack had to stand for months to get that thing to come off. Now then, I'm thinking that Matthew 11, 12, if we were to get more violent, just like when Cheryl and I was up there in Grand Rapids, we got that woman up and we got her to walking. And that woman ran all over the parking lot that night. A woman that hadn't walked in 7 years. That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. I mean, everything that was done that was a miracle was done by faith. Wasn't it? Praise the Lord. Isn't that something? Wow. Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? Is that what he said? Wow.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Your Test of Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.